Air brakes, CDL test 1. Question number 1. A dual air brake system takes less time to build air pressure, has one set of air tanks and hoses, must have two warning alarms, or has two air brake systems and one set of controls. It's D, has two air brake systems and one set of controls. In 5.2 dual air brake, a dual air brake system has two separate air brake systems which use a single set of brake controls. Each system has its own air tanks, hoses, lines, etc. Question number 2. A fully charged air system typically has how many PSI? 100, 125, 150, or 175? The answer is B, 125. In 5.3.3, step 7, final air brake check, test air leakage rate. Check air compressor, governor, cut in, and cut out pressures. Pumping by the air compressor should start at 100 psi and stop at about 125 psi, which is when it's fully charged. Then here on the next page, test air leakage rate with a fully charged air system, typically 125 psi. Question number 3. Air loss in a straight truck or bus should not be more than how much with the engine off and the brakes released? 1 psi in 30 seconds, 1 psi in 1 minute, 2 psi in 1 minute, or 3 psi in 1 minute? Answer is 2 psi in 1 minute. From section 5.3.3, step 7, final air brake check, test air leakage rate. The lost rate should be less than 2 psi in 1 minute for single vehicles. A straight truck or bus is a single vehicle, so the answer is C, 2 psi in 1 minute. Question number 4. Air tanks should be drained at the end of each day or shift to keep sludge from clogging brake system valves, manually when automatic devices fail, or all of the above. So all of the above. 5.1.4 air tank drains. The water and oil tend to collect in the bottom of the air tank. So A is at the end of each day or shift. That's when it's a manually operated tank drain. And to keep sludge from clogging brake system valves, that's the oil and water that collected in the bottom of the air tank. And manually when automatic systems fail is how it says here. Question number 5. Air tanks should be drained once a week, once a day, every 4 hours, or every 2 or 3 days. It's once a day in 5.1.5 alcohol evaporator. Some air brake systems have an alcohol evaporator to put alcohol into the air system. This helps reduce the risk of ice. Here in this section, check the alcohol container and fill up as necessary every day during cold weather. Daily air tank drainage is still needed to get rid of water and oil. And once again, it's unless the system has automatic drain valves. Question number 6. An air tank is equipped with a drain valve to remove air and water, oil and air, water and oil, or dirt and oil. The answer is C, water and oil. From 6.2.6, comes from two sections, 6.2.6 trailer air tanks and 5.1.4 air tank drains, where it has the water and oil tend to collect in the bottom of the air tank. And be sure that you drain the air tanks completely. Question 7. An emergency brake is required on commercial vehicles, must be held on by mechanical force, could be activated by the loss of air pressure, or all of the above. Answers all of the above. In 5.1.14, in spring brakes, all trucks, truck tractors, and buses must be equipped with emergency brakes and parking brakes. They must be held on by mechanical force. And also, if the air pressure is removed, the springs put on the brakes. So that's all 3. So that's why it's all the above. In 5.1.8, foundation brakes talks about brake drums, shoes, and linings. Brake drums are located on each end of the vehicle's axles. That's B. The wheels are bolted to the drums. That's A. And the braking mechanism is inside the drum to stop the brake. Shoes and linings are pushed against the inside of the drum. And that's C. That's why it's all of the above. Question number 9. Compressed air is stored in the hoses, in the engine compartment, in the fuel tank, or in the storage tank. Answer D, in the storage tank. 5.1.1 air compressor. The air compressor pumps air into the air storage tanks. Question number 10. Fanning air brakes cools them off, increases the air pressure, increases the braking power, or decreases the air pressure. It's D, decreases the air pressure. 11.1.2. Air brake check. Begin fanning off the air pressure by rapidly applying and releasing the foot brake. So you're doing this to decrease the air pressure. Question 11. If the air compressor should develop a leak, what keeps air in the tanks? The tractor protection valve, the emergency relay valve, the one-way check valve, or the air compressor? It's C, the one-way check valve. This device is not mentioned in all state CDL manuals. If it's not explained, you shouldn't be tested on it. It is, however, explained in the California CDL in Section 5 Air Brakes. Prepare for this question to be on the official exam in the states that include information about it in their CDL manual. From the California manual one-way check valve, this device allows air to flow in one direction only. All air tanks on air-braked vehicles must have a check valve located between the air compressor and the first reservoir. The check valve keeps air from going out if the air compressor develops a leak. So if the air compressor develops a leak, what keeps air in the tanks? It's the one-way check valve. Question number 12. If your air compressor stops working, you will lose your brakes immediately. The brakes will immediately lock up. You'll still have air pressure left in the air tanks, or your brakes won't be affected. So you'll still have air pressure left in the air tanks. In 5.1.3, in the air storage tanks, the tanks will hold enough air to allow the brakes to be used several times even if the compressor stops working. So C, you'll still have air pressure left in the air tanks, is correct. Question number 13. In a single vehicle with a fully charged air system, air pressure loss after the initial drop and brake applied should be less than 2 psi per minute, 3 psi per minute, 4 psi per minute, or none of the above. The answer is B, 3 psi per minute. So that comes from 5.3.3, step 7, final air brake check. Check the air gauge to see if the air pressure drops more than 3 pounds in 1 minute for a single vehicle. If it's a combination vehicle, it'd be 4 pounds, but the answer here is 3 psi per minute. Question number 14. Slack adjusters never need to be adjusted, should only be adjusted by a qualified mechanic, can be adjusted manually or automatically, or should travel at least 2 inches from where the push rod is attached. Answer C, slack adjusters can be adjusted manually or automatically. 5.3.2, during step 5 walk around inspection, park on level ground and chock the wheels to prevent the vehicle from moving. Release the parking brake so you can move the slack adjusters. Use gloves and pull hard on each slack adjuster that you can reach. Further note, all vehicles built since 1994 have automatic slack adjusters. So they have both types, but it's very rare now that you'll have ones that don't have automatic slack adjusters. Question number 15. Some air brake systems have an alcohol evaporator, which helps reduce the risk of ice in the air brake valves during cold weather, remove oil from the airlines, reduce the risk of water in the air brake valves in warm weather, or remove fuel from the airlines. The answer is A, reduce the risk of ice in the air brake valves during cold weather. 5.1.5. Some air brake systems have an alcohol evaporator to put alcohol into the air brake system. This helps to reduce the risk of ice in air brake valves and other parts during cold weather. Ice inside the system can make the brake stop working. Question number 16. The air compressor governor controls when the brakes should be applied, when the air compressor pumps air into the storage tanks, when the warning light is activated, or when the air is released from the tank. Answer is B, when the air compressor pumps air into the storage tanks. From 5.1.2, the governor controls when the air compressor will pump air into the air storage tanks. Question number 17. The brake drums or discs must have linings that fit loosely on the brake shoes, must not have any cracks, must not have cracks longer than half the width of the friction area, or should be kept well greased. Answers C, must not have cracks longer than half the width of the friction area. From 5.3.2, check brake drums or discs, linings, and hoses. Brake drums or discs must not have cracks longer than one half the width of the friction area. So C is correct. Question number 18. The governor allows the air to start pumping again when it reaches the cut-in level or around 200 psi, 100, 150, or 125 psi. The answer is B, 100 psi from 5.1.2. The cut-out level, that's when it turns off, is around 125 pounds. And so it stops it from going above or higher than 125 pounds psi. The governor then stops the compressor from pumping air. When the tank pressure falls to the cut-in pressure around 100 psi, the governor allows the compressor to start pumping again. Question number 19. The governor stops pumping air when it reaches the cut-out level or around 125, 200, 225, or 175 psi. It's 125 psi, which you just looked at in the last question. The governor controls when the air compressor will pump air into the air storage tanks. When the air tank pressure rises to the cutout level around 125 pounds per square inch or psi. Question number 20. The safety valve in the air compressor tank is set to open at 150 psi, 200, 100, or 175 psi. The answer is 150 psi from 5.1.6. Safety valve. The valve is usually set to open at 150 psi. Question number 21. The service brake system is an official vehicle inspection, applies and releases the brakes by using the brake pedal under normal driving, are the valves that keep the air tank pressure serviced, or is only on vehicles with hydraulic brakes. The answer is B. Applies and releases the brakes by using the brake pedal under normal driving. In the introduction to the air brake section, it says the service brake system applies and releases the brakes when you use the brake pedal during normal driving. Question number 22. To check the air compressor, governor, cut-in, and cut-out pressures, run the engine at a fast idle, step on and off the brake to reduce tank pressure, monitor the air pressure gauge, or all of the above. The answer is D, all of the above. 5.3.3, step 7, final air brake check, and check air compressor, governor, cut in, and cut out pressures. First thing to do, run the engine at fast idle, which was A. Then, with the engine idling, step on and off the brake to reduce the air tank pressure, which was B. And C was monitor the air pressure gauge, which here says shown by your gauge, and it's implied that that's how you check by monitoring the air pressure gauge to see what the PSI is. Question 23. To check the free play of manual slack adjusters on S-cam brakes, you should park on level ground, chock the wheels, and release the parking brakes, stop on level ground and apply the parking brakes, park on level ground and drain off air pressure before adjusting, or park on a slight grade, releasing the parking brake, apply the service brakes, and check for vehicle movement. The answer is A, park on level ground, chock the wheels, and release the parking brakes from 5.3.2 during your walk around inspection. Check slack adjusters on S-cam brakes. Park on level ground and chock the wheels to prevent the vehicle from moving. So that's why A is correct. Number 24. To check the slack adjusters on S-cam brakes, you should leave the parking brakes on and pull on the slack adjuster. Wear gloves and pull hard on each slack adjuster. Make sure the slack adjusters move more than 1 inch each way. Or drain the air from the system and pull on the slack adjusters. The answer is B. Wear gloves and pull hard on each slack adjuster. Same section, 5.3.2, during step 5, walk-around inspection. Use gloves and pull hard on each slack adjuster that you can reach. Question number 25. To determine if slack adjusters need adjustment, apply the service brakes and release the parking brakes. Apply both the service and parking brakes. Pull out the automatic slack adjustment control knob or release both the service and parking brakes. The answer is D. Release both the service and parking brakes. During the step 5 walk around inspection, parking on level ground, chocking the wheels, and then releasing the parking brakes so that you can move the slack adjusters. So if you're using the gloves and pulling hard on each slack adjuster, you can't logically be applying the service brakes or brake pedal at the same time. So that's why D, release both the service and parking brakes, is correct. Question 26. To make an emergency stop with air brakes using the stab braking method, you should pump the brake pedal rapidly and lightly, brake hard until the wheels lock, and then get off the brakes for as much time as the wheels were locked. Brake as hard as you can, get off the brakes when the wheels lock, get back on the brakes when the wheels start rolling again, and finally press hard on the brake pedal and apply full hand valve until you stop. The answer is C. Brake as hard as you can, get off the brakes when the wheels lock, get back on the brakes when the wheels start rolling again. From 5.4.3 emergency stops, first it talked about controlled braking, now it talks about stab braking. Apply your brakes all the way. Release brakes when wheels lock up. As soon as the wheels start rolling, apply the brakes fully again. Question number 27. To test the air leakage rate, you should leave the engine running and release the service brake. Turn off the engine and release the service brake. Charge the air system and leave the engine running, or depress the brake pedal and monitor the air pressure gauge. Answer is B. Turn off the engine and release the service brake. From 5.3.3, step 7, final air brake checks, test air leakage rate. With the fully charged air system, typically 125, turn off the engine, release the parking brake, push in, and time the air pressure drop. Number 28. To test the low pressure warning signal, you should do all but the following. Shut the engine off. Turn the electrical power on. Ask a friend to listen for the signal. Or step on and off the brake pedal to reduce air pressure. Answer C. Ask a friend to listen for the signal. In the step 7 final air brake check, to test the low pressure warning signal, shut the engine off, which was A. Turn the electrical power on, which was B. And step on and off the brake pedal to reduce air tank pressure, which was D. What it doesn't tell you to do is ask a friend to listen for the signal. So that's why that one is not correct. And C is the correct answer. Ask a friend to listen for the signal. Number 29. When testing air leakage rates for combination vehicles, before applying the brake pedal, air brake systems should not lose air faster than 2 psi per minute, 3 psi per 30 seconds, 3 psi per minute, or 4 psi per minute. The answer is C, 3 psi per minute. This comes from 5.3.3, step 7, final air brake check, test air leakage rate. The loss rate should be less than 2 psi in 1 minute for single vehicles and less than 3 psi in 1 minute for combination vehicles. So here we're talking about combination vehicles. So C, 3 psi per minute, is correct. Question 30. When the low pressure warning is activated, you should wait for the air brakes to come on automatically. Bring the vehicle to a safe stop while you still control the brakes. Monitor your air pressure gauge and maintain highway speeds, or pump the brake pedal hard to stop. Answer is B. Bring the vehicle to a safe stop while you still control the brakes. 5.4.7. If the low air pressure warning comes on, stop and safely park your vehicle as soon as possible. Question 31. When the safety valve releases air, it means that the pressure has exceeded 150 psi, too much air is in the air compressor, something is wrong and you should have it checked by a mechanic, or D, all of the above. It's D, all of the above. 5.1.6, safety valve. It states a safety valve is installed in the first tank the air compressor pumps air to. The safety valve protects the tank and the rest of the system from too much pressure, which is B. The valve is usually set to open at 150 PSI, which is A. And if the safety valve releases air, something is wrong. Have the fault fixed by a mechanic, which was C. So that's why D, all of the above, is correct. Question 32. With dual air systems, the air pressure should build from 85 to 100 PSI in 45 seconds, from 70 to 100 PSI in 60 seconds, from 85 to 150 PSI in 45 seconds, or from 70 to 150 PSI in 60 seconds. The answer is A, from 85 to 100 PSI in 45 seconds. In 5.3.3, step 7, final air brake check, check rate of air pressure buildup. When the engine is at operating RPMs, the pressure should build from an 85 to 100 PSI within 45 seconds in dual air systems. So A is correct. Question 33. You should know your brakes are fading when pressure on the brake pedal is released and speed increases. You have to push harder on the brake pedal to control your speed on a downgrade. The brake feels spongy when pressure is applied. Or less pressure is needed on the brake pedal for each stop. Answer is B. You have to push harder on the brake pedal to control your speed on a downgrade. 5.4.5. The answer, which is you have to push harder on the brake pedal to control your speed on a downgrade, is not specifically stated here, but is more implied from all this talk about brake fading and how and what happens to the brakes when they start to get overheated. And pushing down, you have to push harder, which means as the overheated drums expand, the brake shoes and linings have to move farther to contact the drums, and the force of this contact is reduced. So the effect is that you have to push harder on the brake pedal. Question number 34. You should not use the parking brakes on a steep hill, if the air pressure is low, when the brakes are hot, or in hot weather. C, when the brakes are hot. 5.4.8, don't use the parking brakes if the brakes are very hot, like if you've just come down a steep grade and had to use the brakes a lot. Don't use your parking brakes right away until they're cooled. As stated here, let hot brakes cool before using the parking brakes. Question number 35. Your vehicle's single brake system needs adjustment if pressure builds from 50 to 75 PSI within 3 minutes. Pressure builds from 85 to 100 PSI within 45 seconds. The compressor cuts out between 70 and 90 PSI. Or the governor stops between 75 to 90 PSI. It's C, the compressor cuts out between 70 to 90 PSI. 5.3.3, step 7, final air brake check. Check air compressor governor cut in and cut out pressures. The compressor should cut out at about 125 PSI. So if it's cutting out between 70 and 90 PSI, the system needs adjustment. The only mention of single brake system in the manual here is in single air systems pre-1975. Typical requirements are pressure buildup from 50 to 90 PSI within 3 minutes with the engine at an idle speed of 600 to 900 RPMs. It doesn't mention when the compressor cuts out. It just says it typically should build up 50 to 90 within 3 minutes, but it doesn't say it needs to cut out. So if the compressor cuts out prematurely, the system needs to be adjusted. And like it says here, check the manufacturer's specification because it may be different in your vehicle.